With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He is not budging on his pledge to defend his nation, even if it means going it alone. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insisting that Israel will do whatever it takes to destroy Hamas. Looking back some 80 years, he says it's far from the first time the Jewish people have faced an enemy determined to exterminate them.
In the Holocaust, the Jewish people were totally defenseless against those who sought our destruction. No nation came to our aid. Today, we again confront enemies bent on our destruction.
And Netanyahu says Israel is bent on their destruction, even if it means going into the Hamas stronghold of Rafah. President Biden, who has withheld some military aid to Israel, threatens to hold back more if there is a Rafah offensive. Police have dismantled an anti-Israel tent encampment at MIT. They're moving to clear protesters from the University of Pennsylvania's campus in Philadelphia. And a tent encampment at the University of Arizona has been removed. Also at SRNnews.com, up against an imminent deadline, the Senate votes to reauthorize the FAA.
Supporters of the bill expedited the process to allow for passage before the agency's current authorization was set to expire Friday night at midnight. That meant turning a cold shoulder to a number of amendments. One aspect of the bill met with stiff resistance from all four senators from Virginia and Maryland. They opposed a provision allowing for additional flights from Reagan National Airport, something they argued would lead to congestion, flight delays, and an increased risk of accidents. Bob Agner reporting.
The National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center warning of an enhanced risk for severe weather from Texas to South Carolina, some areas already devastated by powerful storms. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 92 points. This is SRN News. Billy Graham will be honored at the U.S. Capitol.
A statue of the celebrated evangelist will be unveiled this month, putting him in the company of about 200 Americans who have received such an honor. Graham's son Franklin says, quote, "My father would be humbled and grateful. At the same time, he would not want the attention on himself, but on God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ." The pedestal of the Graham statue in the Capitol will be engraved with John 3:16. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed amendment to New York's Constitution barring discrimination based on so-called gender identity and pregnancy outcomes cannot appear on the state ballot in November, so says State Supreme Court Justice Daniel Doyle, pointing to a procedural error made by legislators during an initial round of approval. That decision removes a politically charged question from the ballot in New York, and one that Democrats had hoped would drive turnout in November. This is SRN News. It took some people by surprise.
Guyana's government gave permission for the U.S. military to fly two FA-18F Super Hornet jets over its capital to demonstrate the close military and other forms of cooperation between this oil-exporting South American nation and the United States. The country had about 3 hours' notice of the exercise through an American embassy announcement, but most people appeared to have been surprised by the flyover that comes amid tensions between Guyana and Venezuela over a large swath of Guyana's territory. A Guyana government statement said the exercise seeks to deepen the ongoing security cooperation between our two countries. Keith Peters reporting.
The third week of testimony in former President Trump's New York trial is drawing to a close, presiding judge refusing to modify a gag order preventing Mr. Trump from talking about allegations made against him at the trial. Another defense request for a mistrial, also rejected by Judge Juan Merchan. More details, SRNnews.com.